It's our Health Matters segment with our friends from University of Rochester Medicine and Finger Lakes Health. So we'll start off with Kim Lockwood joining us as always. Morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. And we have a special week that we're celebrating this week.
Yes, it seems like in May there's a lot of celebrations. We just last week celebrated Hospital Week, Nursing Home Week, Nurses Week. This week I just want to do a special shout out to our EMS because it is EMS Week. And we're very grateful for all the care that they provide to our community as well as all the first responders.
Yeah, I always like to say when it comes to EMS and first responders, especially when they're like at a sporting event, I hope they get the chance to just sit there, do nothing and watch like everybody else, but you can't do those kinds of things without having them on site.
Yes, they are so valuable in everything that we do in the community, and we're very grateful for all of them.
And we have some news not only about somebody returning to practice in Geneva, but also a new location. Do you want to introduce us to our guest?
Yes, I'm very proud and excited today to announce that we have Dr. Arthur Equinazzi with us on the radio. Dr. Equinazzi has been caring for the community for over 25 years. For the last year, he is has been with us at Cuca Healthcare in Penyan. And on May 4th, he came back to Geneva to see patients at Finger Lakes Health Primary Care. And his office is located in the medical office building on the second floor. And actually, we are doing a major renovation to the medical office building, which will have a big grand opening next, hopefully, July. And Dr. Equinazzi is seeing patients along with Dr. Platzer. So we're very happy to have them reunited again, as well as with Greg Fix. He is a physician assistant, Stephanie Husney, nurse practitioner, and Amanda Briggs, nurse practitioner. So we're very proud to have this dynamic team with us at Finger Lakes Health Primary Care.
Dr. Equinazzi, welcome to the program. Glad to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
And welcome back to Geneva. It's been a minute since you've been able to practice here. How long have you been down in Penya?
For the last year.
Ah, okay. Okay. How did you get your start?
In medicine?
Yes.
Well, I've been to Geneva for about 25 years. Actually worked in a different industry for 6 years and went back to medical school. So for me, it was a second career. But I've loved the Geneva community, and we've established roots here, had 3 children, went through the Geneva School District, and really, really happy to be back in town.
Yeah, you went to the Hahnemann School of Medicine down in Philadelphia to get board certified for internal medicine.
Correct. Yeah, I'm an internist, so I take care of adults from ages 18 or so on, and see patients, most days here in Geneva, and then one day a week down in Penyan.
So you have probably seen a lot over the years, I would think.
Every day is great. You never know what's going to come through the door. And, of course, being here 25 years, I really get to know my patients very well. I see them at Wegmans. I see them walking my dog. It's nice to feel part of the community.
Kim referenced that you and Dr. Platzer reunited. Where did you work together before?
We were with Finger Lakes Medical Associates here in Geneva. We are no longer with them now. We joined Finger Lakes Health U of R.
So it's kind of a family reunion
in
a way.
Yes, we were apart for the year, so we're back together now.
Yeah, fantastic. And also, the Finger Lakes Health Primary Care relocated in the medical office building. It's now in Suite 201A, and we're talking about the medical office building, by the way, at Geneva General Hospital.
Correct. Yep. That's where we're at, and it's been all redone, and it looks great, and the patients are loving it.
And I'd also like to add, so Finger Lakes Health Primary Care currently uses Epic, so it is one of our early adoption practices. So patients of Dr. Equinazzi, Dr. Platzer, Greg, Stephanie, and Amanda are all on eRecord now, so you can see your chart, you can see your labs, you can message your provider. So it was one of the early adoption practices for Epic, which we are going live throughout the health system on November 1st.
That's a massive upgrade in technology. I'm sure you've probably seen more than one of those in the time that you've been practicing.
Oh, yes. When I started, we were still using the thick paper charts, and then we had another eRecord, and then Epic. I've been using Epic for, gosh, about 10 years now. And it's been great because it allows the patient to get on there, look at their labs, send me messages. I get messages every day. It's great to respond back. I can send back results. It's very seamless.
And you know what? It creates more of a line of communication, I think, between physician and patient when you have things like that online portal that you can work through, because there were a lot of times that I can remember going to the doctor at a young age that I didn't get to see what test results and charts look like. And now you have that ability to be able to share that information. And I'm sure it helps you in your work as well as being able to inform a patient of what's going on.
Oh, it does. It definitely makes the communication between patients and providers much, much better. And it also allows us to work more closely with other providers. So if a patient is seeing a specialist and they're on Epic, which most are or are going that way now, I see their notes and they see my notes, and it makes it much better for the patient overall.
We're talking with Dr. Arthur Equinazzi and Kim Alacqua. It's our Health Matters segment with the University of Rochester Medicine and Finger Lakes Health here on FLX Morning. Primary care, we hear this term kind of bandied about. Can you kind of give us the 101 on what a primary care physician practice is about, what you do?
It's about, I guess, prevention of disease, I guess, would be at its core. So a primary care doctor is the person that, or the provider that a patient comes in to see that helps coordinate their care, make sure that they're getting the tests and the services that they need, that's monitoring their ongoing health conditions, so, you know, such as blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, or what have you. And we're also coordinating any specialty evaluations that need to be done. So we're sort of, you know, sometimes you hear us called the quarterback of the care. So if a patient needs to get a colonoscopy, we're making the referral to gastroenterology, or if they need to see a cardiologist, we'll be helping them out there.
Yeah, I can kind of draw a parallel to the first responders that Kim was talking about a few minutes ago, because you're kind of that first responder, first line of defense in that chain of care.
You know, actually, yeah, we are. You know, many times we're seeing, you know, things for the first time and then trying to figure out exactly what to do and how to help the patient.
And that being able to, you know, reach out and network with a specialist that may be necessary, or a different type of care program, that is an important step in anybody's health care plan.
Oh, absolutely. You know, trying to get patients the right care they need in a timely manner, you know, is a challenge every day. We really try to do a good job, and I think we do okay with that.
And what hours is Finger Lakes Primary Care open now?
They're open from 8 until 4. And I also want to mention, so Dr. Equinazzi is still seeing patients one day a week at Cuca Healthcare in Penny Ann. And we keep him very busy because he is also medical director of long-term care. So
what do you do in your spare time?
Spare time? What?
Yeah, didn't know there was such a thing. But, I mean, to me, that just shows that you have a dedication to your craft.
Oh, I love what I do, and I truly enjoy coming to work every day. And I enjoy the patients, and I really value the relationships I've developed with them over the years.
Now, Kim, you were mentioning to me before we came on the air this morning that there's an open house coming up?
Yes. We'd like to invite everyone to join us at Finger Lakes Health Primary Care, which is located on the second floor of the medical office building adjacent to Geneva General Hospital, on June 9th from 4 to 6. We're hosting a sort of a reunion event for Dr. Platzer and Dr. Equinazzi, and again, Greg Fix, Stephanie Husney, and Amanda Briggs will all be there as part of the care team, as well as some of our other specialists that we have in the health system. So we hope that everyone can come out from 4 to 6 on June 9th to Finger Lakes Health Primary Care, and welcome back Dr. Platzer and Dr. Equinazzi to their reunion.
And I want to remind people again, that's Suite 201A now in the medical office building.
Yes, and if patients would like to call to make an appointment, the phone number is 315-787-5445.
Dr. Equinazzi, best wishes to you. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah, good to have you back in town and reunited with Dr. Platzer. Kim, thank you as always.
Great to see you, Paul.
Yeah.